Thousands of South Sudanese have left their country since fighting erupted in early July between the president loyalists and those supporting the vice president. The United Nations says more than 26,000 refugees have arrived in Uganda, of which some 20,000 are in urgent need of humanitarian assistance. The UN says people of South Sudan are fleeing their country in large numbers, and more refugees are expected to arrive in Uganda despite lack of facilities to receive them. Pagirinya settlement in Adjumani district, the main location for South Sudanese refugees, is rapidly reaching capacity, with the authorities struggling to find and allocate new land to cope with the influx.
We've had a large number of people coming into the country in a very short amount of time, and that's placing severe strain on the collection centres, the transit centres and reception centres. And our teams are working around the clock together with our humanitarian partners to provide them with clean water, food, shelter, a clean living environment.
The refugees say they had no way but to escape because armed groups in some parts of their country are looting villages, murdering people, and forcibly recruiting young boys and men into their armed ranks. The United Nations Children Agency, UNICEF, is concerned about the plight of thousands of children caught up in the midst of this unexpected influx.
At the moment, we have a funding gap of $6.4 million. So as UNICEF, of course, we would like to call upon our partners and well-wishers that could join our effort to see that we save the lives of these children and women.
Political analysts have also raised concerns over the international community's continued failure to tackle the root causes of tension and displacement in Africa. They say if the world remains indifferent in the face of this situation, war and insecurity would wipe out all the hard-won development gains in Africa in no time. Daniel Arap Moi, Press TV, Kampala, Uganda.